Brother. Turn, if you would, to Luke chapter 2, verse 11. This is probably one of the most read scriptures in the Word of God. I've probably read it already this year two or three times, and maybe you have too, and we'll probably read it two or three more. But I just wanted to look at one verse in this chapter before we continue with the message. While you're turning real quick, just a reminder to the deacons, we'll have a short meeting after the service tonight. But Luke chapter 2, verse 11 says, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we just come to you tonight. As we look at your word, dear Lord, we pray that you would speak to us your will and your way and your word, dear Lord. We want to hear what you have for us tonight, dear Lord. God, I'm just a mouthpiece. And God, I just pray that you would give me the wisdom and the words to speak as your will proclaims. God, just be with those receiving your word, that they would be receptive. Lord, and I pray, Lord, if there's a lost soul here tonight, that they would come to know you before it's too late. I love you and thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Tonight I want to look at the thought of the Savior. Oh, what a Savior we have with Jesus Christ the Lord. And this verse has been on my mind for some time now. I'll share a little more with that in just a minute. But I want to focus tonight on the Savior, Jesus Christ the Savior. And that word Savior, I've done some studying, and it means rescuer, deliverer, preserver, defender, and avenger. And we're going to look at several of those things tonight, and you don't need me to tell you how wonderful the Savior is. But we're going to look at the Savior tonight, and we're going to see how he was the Savior not only here 2,000 years ago when he was born, but he was the Savior for all mankind, from all eternity, past, present, and future. And that's what we're going to look at tonight. But the Lord laid this, I guess birthed, you'd say, this message back a few weeks ago when we took the youth over to Dollywood, and we actually went two or three weeks before Thanksgiving even, and we got over there, and they had everything decorated for Christmas. Y'all that's been over there, it's so beautiful and everything. And it being the 1st of November, I just wasn't ready for it. It kind of caught me off guard, and I'm like, is it already Christmas, you know? And I got to thinking about that, and I'd heard there's some people that's already decorated for Christmas. There's people's already got their Christmas shopping done, and I hadn't even thought about it. And I'm probably more of those people that wait to the last minute than do it ahead of time. But anyway, I got to thinking about that, and then the Lord started speaking to me as we were looking at lights and going to some of the programs that was talking about the birth of Jesus. And the Lord started speaking to me and saying, "Hey, I'm not just the Savior on Christmas. I'm the Savior all the time." And that's what he's been kind of birthing this message and giving me this message to share with you tonight. I want to look at a few verses in the Old Testament where it mentions the Savior. And I encourage you tonight, especially if you've never accepted Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, whether you're here, whether you're listening online or watching online, or maybe watching this another time after the fact. When we read God's Word, I encourage you, if you want to know the truth, get His words out and read it and let Him speak to you if you really desire to know God's truth. In Isaiah chapter 43, God proclaims who He is time and time again in the prophets. We're just going to look at a few of them tonight. Isaiah 43:3 says, "For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee." God was the Savior from the beginning. It was His plan to be the Savior for you and I. And we're going to talk about that a little bit. Let me just read a few more verses. In that same chapter, verse 11 says, "I, even I, am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior." Now the world is going to try to tell you there's many ways to go to heaven. There's many gods that you can serve. You can serve ever how you want to. But that is just a lie from Satan. There's only one way, and that's through and by the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only Savior, and Jesus just proclaims this here. That's why I said a while ago, if you desire to know the truth, pull His Word out and read it. He's going to tell you the truth, and He's going to speak to you the truth if you truly desire to know what the truth is. And as I mentioned earlier about Him being the Savior from the beginning, all throughout time, all the ages of time, He talks about that in Isaiah 45. He says, "Tell ye and bring them near, and let them take counsel together." God is saying, okay, I'm getting ready to tell you something. Y'all need to listen. Y'all come together. I'm going to tell you some very important words. He says, "Who hath declared this from ancient time? Who hath told it from that time? Have not I the Lord? These things I'm getting ready to tell you, I've told you time and time again throughout eternity from the beginning. Have not I the Lord told you these things? And there is no God else beside me, a just God and Savior. There is none beside me. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God and there is none else." There's only one Savior, and that Savior is God. He was the Savior from the beginning to the end. As I was talking to you earlier, maybe you haven't really believed that God is the Savior. And I talked about how Satan tries to blind you into thinking everything's okay. That is what he wants to do. He don't want you to know the truth. He wants to blind you from the truth and what God says. Hosea says, "Yet I am the Lord thy God from the land of Egypt, and thou shalt know no God but me, for there is no Savior beside me." I want to talk about that Savior for a few minutes. There's no Savior beside me. First of all, if you have a Savior, that means you've got to have somebody that you've got to save, that you've got to rescue. All of us, you and me and the whole world, need to be rescued. We are born in our trespasses and sins. We're born destined to go to hell. We deserve hell. We're basically dying when we were born. But yet there's a Savior. Oh, what a Savior, Jesus. We're on that path to hell. We're on that path of destruction. We're on that path to live eternity in hell and death, separated from God. But yet God had a plan. He wasn't caught off guard when Adam sinned. He had a plan. Jesus was the lamb slain from the foundation of the world. We could talk about that time and time again. But he had a plan to save us because he loved us so much. He created us in his image, and we were special to him. You're special to him. I'm special to him. Don't let anybody ever say that you're not special, because you are special, and God made you who you are, just like you're supposed to be. Turn over to 2 Samuel real quick. We have a perfect picture of what I was just talking about here. David here, very familiar story. David, just like we were, was just about killed. He was just about captured by King Saul and his soldiers, but God delivered him. And I want to, you know this song of David, but I want to read it. 2 Samuel 22, verses 1 through 4, he says, "And David spake unto the Lords of the song in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. And he said, The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. The God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge and my Savior. Thou savest me from violence. I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies." What a perfect picture we have here. Just like us, we're destined to destruction. We're destined to go to hell. When we were born, we were dying in our sins. But yet, God can deliver us. God delivered us. He was the Savior, just like he was to David, and pulled him out his way and set him up on high with him. And just like David, we can proclaim that tonight. Again, I plead with you out there that haven't accepted him as Lord and Savior, hadn't accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior. The world is going to try to deceive you. We're talking about how Satan was trying to deceive you with all these lies. He's going to try to blind you and think that you're okay. He's going to blind you and lie to you and tell you there's no hope, but we have hope through Jesus. We can have eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he died for you and he died for me. He was the Savior, born 2,000 years ago, but yet he's the Savior for all time. He was the Lamb without spot or blemish. Yeah, he was God from the beginning. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. But he came to the earth as a man. He was fully God and fully man. He had all the ability and was able to sin, yet he didn't sin. He was the Lamb slain without spot or blemish. And he took your place and he took mine for all eternity. I want to talk about that being blind just a minute. Turn over, if you would, to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. verse 3, it says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. See, that's what the world's trying to do. That's what Satan's trying to do, is to hide the gospel from you, the sharing of the gospel. And you hearing the gospel, well, you're hearing the gospel tonight. His word is the gospel. He died for you. He died for me. And not only did he die for your sins and for mine, the perfect lamb sacrifice, he didn't stay in that grave. He rose again on the third day to give us victory over death, to give us victory over sin, so that we might have life everlasting forever and ever with him. He has that. He's given it. He's reaching it out to you tonight. You just got to accept it. You got to accept him as Savior. But if the gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. But greater is he that is in you than he's in the world. There's more power in that gospel than there is in the power of Satan and blinding you. That gospel is being preached. The Bible says God chose the foolishness of preaching to save the lost. He did all the work, but he used the foolishness of preaching to proclaim his gospel to the whole world. That was the Great Commission. And the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them, but believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. This word, the gospel, is shining to you tonight, proclaiming that you can have life, you can have victory, you can have hope in him, the Savior that came many, many years ago. The glorious light of the gospel. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. That's what I was talking about, the preaching one. You know, I'm just up here, I'm a servant preaching the gospel, but he's the one that did it. He's the one that loves you. He's the one that loves me. He's the one that died on the cross for you. He's the one that raised from the dead. I'm just here proclaiming it to you tonight and sharing it with you, because God loves you so much. I love you too, but nowhere near like he loves you. He loves you so much, he laid his life down for you. And we're just his servants. Verse 6 says, for God, who commanded the light to shine out of the darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, the light of the world, the Savior. Oh, what a Savior. Another scripture that sometimes is incorporated into the Christmas story, John chapter 1. You're familiar with that. I want to read a few verses there. It talks about how Jesus is the light. Let me just read it. It says, in the beginning was the Word. Who is the Word? That Word is Jesus. And that's another message in itself. We were talking about the Word of the Gospel. The Gospel is spoken to you, but Jesus is the Word, so he is the Gospel. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him not anything was made that was made. As I was saying earlier, Jesus was born in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. The God-man, fully God, fully man. But yet, he was in the beginning with God, the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, in the beginning. He was the Lamb slain from the beginning. He was the Savior from the beginning. He was there with him. But listen to what verse 4 says. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Here we see that light of Jesus Christ, the Savior, came into the world to be the perfect Lamb of God, to live a perfect life, to be the perfect sacrifice for sin. But yet he was in the beginning with God, and he was light in the beginning. You remember the story in Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And God said, "Let there be light." He shined that light, his glorious light, into the world on day one. In the evening and the morning were the first day. Some tries to say, well, that's just physical light. No. The sun and the moon was created on day four. This is day one. You see, God shined into this darkness. God is the light. He is the Savior. He's the only Savior. He's the only light. He's the only truth. He's the only one that can save you and me and pull us out of the darkness. Oh, what a Savior. We sing many songs about that. I think of Miss Mary Sue and "Oh, What a Savior Is Mine." I was thinking about the old song that, "Oh, what a Savior, oh, hallelujah, he gave his life blood for even you and me." I don't remember all the words of that, but there's many songs talking about the Savior, and oh, what a Savior we serve. There's so much that he does for us, and he's so merciful and gracious and loving. He gave us a perfect plan. If it was up to us, and we mess it up all the time, but he has a perfect plan for us. He's the perfect Savior. Not only is he Savior for all time, but he's the perfect Savior. John says in 1 John, he says, "If we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world." John got to see him face to face. Me and you haven't seen him physically, but you that are saved, we've seen him spiritually face to face. We know he's the Savior of the world. I'm here tonight proclaiming that he is the Savior of the world for all mankind, for all time, for all ages, and all ages to come. He's the only way. And if you haven't accepted him, please, I beg you. If I could do it for you, I would, but I can't. You've got to do it. You've got to receive this free gift of salvation from the Savior. And then lastly, we're talking about if we receive him as Lord and Savior, we're delivered from death unto life to have everlasting life. We talked about how he was born, lived a perfect life here on the earth. He died for our sins. He rose again. He ascended into heaven. We're going to have eternal life with him, but he's coming back one of these days. He's coming back to take us home. He's also the Savior there as well, looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. If you know him, you've got that blessed hope of his return. If you know him, you're looking for his return. You're eager to see him. You want to see him face to face. One of these days we're going to see him physically, and we probably can't understand it. Our body's going to change. We're going to have a glorified body. We're going to drop this old flesh. Thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. And we're going to have a glorified body, and we're going to see him as he is. Thank the Lord. Well, we have that blessed hope. But if you don't have him tonight, you don't have that hope. But you can only have the hope through him. The few verses that we've read and has talked about how he's the only one true God. He's the only Savior. He's the only way you can have life, eternal life, and have this blessed hope that we're talking about tonight, to live eternity with him. It says, eyes have not seen nor ear heard, even it's not even entered into the heart of man, what God has prepared for them that love him. If I can't even think about it, how special is it going to be? I mean, we've got some description of mansions and streets of gold, but he says we can't even think about what he has prepared for us. But if you don't know him, you won't have part of that. So I encourage you tonight, if you would, to seek his word out if you desire the truth. If God's speaking to you tonight, do something about it. Accept him as Lord and Savior. All you got to do is say, Lord, I believe. You don't have to do anything special. We can talk to you and encourage you and help you start your Christian walk, but there's nothing special. There's no special recipe or no special solution to be saved. All you've got to do is just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. That's all there is. And he's reaching out to you today. This gospel is just as important today as it was 2,000 years ago, as it was 4,000 years ago, as it was 6,000 years ago. He's the same Savior and Lord. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we just come to you tonight thanking you for your word. God, we thank you for the encouragement of your word. You know, sometimes we get complacent in our salvation and going through the routines, but your word always refreshes us anew. This story never gets old, even though we've read it time and time and time again. This story never gets old, and we thank you for that, God, because it's special, it's true, it's perfect, and it's your plan for us. And we thank you for that. We thank you for loving us. We thank you for your mercy and grace that you've given us, that you put up with our old sorry selves all the time. God, we thank you for who you are. And I just praise you tonight and give you all honor and glory. God, I pray for those that are out there that are lost, that are blinded, that don't know you. God, I pray that your light of the glorious gospel would shine unto them and let them see the truth. I love you and thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.